4:04, we can certainly.
Okay. I just have 4.
As long as technically.
Good afternoon, it's 4:04. I'm Eric Freiberger, Chair of the Ethics Commission. It is November 12th. And yes, we do. We are going to go around the room and everyone present is going to acknowledge that they're here. Okay, so it's working. So, William, would you like to?
Good afternoon, William Maul, Vice Chair, Ethics Commission.
Sean Mulholland, Member of the Commission.
Sandy Hummerhouse, Ethics Office.
Dylan Michael, the Office of General Counsel.
Kirby Oberdorfer, Ethics Director.
Maya Palestrian, Ethics Commission.
Mary Edgar, First Member.
Reverend McDowell, Commission Member. Robin Flint, Commission Member.
Thank you. So, I call this meeting to order. We will begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. So it appears we have a quorum. Is that correct?
Seven.
Okay.
Excellent. Yes, you have a quorum and...
Then I think we will proceed.
I have no idea what that is, but I'll play.
And Mr. Simpson is on his way and should be here shortly. He was delayed by
time. That's understandable. So, our ethics thought today. Director Oberdorfer, do you have an ethics thought for us?
I do. I actually have two. Thank you very much. The first comes from D.H. Lawrence. As we close out or get near to the closeout of this calendar year and look towards the beginning of the new year, that will be here faster than we all expect. Ethics and equity and the principles of justice do not change with the calendar. And also, a short quote by Henry David Thoreau, aim above morality, be not simply good, be good for something.
I particularly like the sentiment of the first quote. I would agree wholeheartedly. So we have, looks like 4 minutes from previous meetings to approve. There's the minutes from the October 15th Open Government Committee for approval. Does anyone have any comment on those, or would you like to just approve them?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
The motion is for approval has been made and seconded. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, those minutes are approved. The October 17th Nominating Committee. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
Motion to approve.
The motion's been made and seconded. If there's no discussion, we'll go ahead and vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. The minutes are approved. The October 21st Ethics Commission meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Finally, the legislative.
Chair, if I may, just want to recognize that our member, Mr. Simpson, has joined us.
Yes, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Simpson. The October 17th Legislative Committee meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Yes.
Yeah. Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. So the October 27th Legislative Committee meetings, all in favor of approving these minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are all approved. So we move on next to the reports from the Ethics Office.
Thank you very much. Since your last meeting 3 weeks ago, we have been very busy. We, as you know, had a significant change in the Ethics Office with Gage Johnson leading with the Ethics Attorney. And I have recently posted to try to fill her position, and it's being posted on a continuous time frame as opposed to a certain time frame, because employee services advised that they've been having difficulty filling other attorney positions in the city, so they wanted to leave it open, and they would send me whatever resumes and applications they've received. I have not yet, but I will certainly keep you all posted on that. And the second thing is, I have an update on the partial funding of the Ethics Office from the independent agencies. We do that by virtue of a memorandum of understanding with six or seven of the independent agencies. JEA is the one agency that hasn't yet signed, and they wanted to review and potentially reduce their contribution to the Ethics Office. And so I have requested the assistance of the interim chief administrative officer, Kelly O'Leary, to have talks with them and send her data supporting keeping their contribution at the current service level. So anyway, I've had to talk with her and send her that information, and I'll let you know any update that comes from that.
Kirby, is there a deadline on that?
There is not.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. We also have been very busy with the Ethics Commission. You have two new members in the queue, or a new member and a returning member for 2026, so that requires legislation to be filed for confirmation before council. So Chief Beckham is going to be your new appointee of the commission to fill Mr. Simpson's seat, and she goes before the Rules Committee next Monday, November, 17th, and then William Ball is being reappointed by the public defender, and he also is up for consideration by the Rules Committee. But because he is a reappointee and has a stellar attendance record of 90%, he's not required to come before the Rules Committee. And these chairmen will are
good boy.
So we appreciate that. Also, the final new position, it would be for the chief judge to replace Judge McCallum as she rolls off of her term this year. And I had a telephone conference with the chief judge following your last meeting. He is still considering potential appointees, and so I forwarded to him the three attorneys from the nominating committee that you all talked about and that you were very interested in for his consideration. So, and I will follow up with him to try to get an appointment sooner than later, but it doesn't look like it's going to be filed in time to be confirmed before the new year. So we'll do it as soon as we get the appointment from him. And then lastly, there was a significant legislative committee meeting that we staffed at the end of October, and Robin's going to talk about that in her report. We also have been addressing a number of inquiries with travel and conflicts of interest for JFRD and JSO, a lot of secondary employment issues with JFRD and KHA, Planning Commission member conflict of interest that was pretty significant that Dylan and I worked on, and also a voting and prohibitive conflict for a council member. And that's just a summary, a high-level summary of the time-sensitive things that we've been working on. And in addition to that, we've been doing a number of trainings, and we just trained, Andrea trained the Council on Elder Affairs today, and we have 8 trainings to do before the end of the year for various departments and boards and commissions, including JFRD and their chiefs with Dylan on the summer.
Thank you for that. Sounds like you've had quite a lot to do. Okay, so we have reports from the Open Government Committee. I skipped the Office of General Counsel.
Yeah, just wanted to give the Office of General Counsel real quickly. And most of the stuff Kirby and I work hand in hand on, so almost everything that you talked about, I've been involved in as well. But I also did want to note that Kirby greatly assisted me in it, reached out to all of our city council members about the new legislation about different alternative methods for meeting the local ethics requirements. So I was able to send out an email to the council members, letting them know your slew of options, and just want to thank Kirby for her assistance on that. It was obviously that a joint effort by both of us to identify both state ethics requirements and local ethics requirements, considering the passage of the new legislation that this board honestly had a very significant impact on, and I believe its recommendations were significantly considered and incorporated into that legislation. So with that, I'll turn it back over to the chair.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that effort. We're glad that that worked out so well. Okay, the Open Government Committee report. Well, you don't have to give a full report. You can simply say what you did.
We are still, everything that we have said at our previous meeting is still in process. We're working with the mayor's office, so everything is in process, and I think we'll have more of a report than on this meeting. We're waiting to hear back from the mayor's office, PR folks, on the conversation about best practices and the whole of us keeping things together.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. The nominating committee?
There's no report. That was the agenda that we submitted to you was a draft.
No, I'm working off the draft. Okay, sorry.
That's
looking at the wrong one. That's my problem.
That was an anticipation that you had multiple members run for offices, which you did not. So
okay.
we'll get to that in your business.
Okay. So the legislative committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we met on Monday, October 27th. We had a comprehensive review of the legislative committee.
Okay. Skip that.
Put up a significant discussion on proposed changes to Jackson Legislative Section 602.40 and also Section 3 regarding use of city resources and campaign. That meeting was also attended by representatives from ASO and UDA.
No, but the mayor's office.
Mayor's office, thank you. Who are interested in listening to our discussion, I want to thank President Powell also for being present as a former chair of the legislative committee to give some additional historical context on the work that we are doing. We came away from that meeting with some additional homework items that are listed in the minutes that you just approved, including doing some outreach with some other local ethics commissions, contacts with the union representatives to obtain input, and also sheriff's offices. So we are going to take that feedback before coming to you and decide where we go from there. And how
excellent. That sounds like a good plan and a good result. So I do believe, unless there are any other questions, I'm going to go back. I skipped over the complaints committee.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I don't have anything to report in that department.
Okay, that makes it easy and straightforward.
And then for me personally, I will say I met with Councilman Boylan this morning. He supports my reappointment, didn't really have any major issues. He did want us to consider, he asked me about the IG and some of the grumblings about us possibly teaming up with the IG and where some overlap and where the distinctions. And so I was non-committal and told him we'll think about it. And we'll discuss it at some point and think about it and talk about it.
When,
and
when you spoke to him about this, was he suggesting that was a good thing?
No. He said, his words exactly, I'm Switzerland on this. I don't really know. Haven't made up my mind, but some of my colleagues have brought it up. And I said, you know, there are some overlaps, but mostly there are some distinctions. And I think if there are any changes to be made, it will be complementary to each other. We have our purpose. The IG has its purpose. You know, we don't have subpoena power. Our investigators, they do. So there's situations where we could benefit from working together to further our business and use their investigators, and so vice versa. And so I said, you know, I'll bring it back to the commission. We'll talk about it and see what it looks like.
I met forward with them several months ago, and that idea was initially floated, and we discussed things that we could do to preserve the integrity of the ethics office and the ethics commission. And one of his suggestions was he thought that his colleagues on city council maybe didn't have a good enough understanding of what the ethics commission actually did. And he was suggesting he thought maybe a lunch and learn that several of us or one of us together with the ethics office director would deliver might be a good thing for city council members. I'm not sure if anyone would actually show up for that, but it's worth considering.
And I think that goes into what we met with, Kirby, help me, which committee were we met with about our outreach? The open government, okay, got it. And so I think that goes into our outreach plan, and certainly city council will be a part of that.
That's
a great question, and I did ask Councilmember Miller, the chair of the Rules Committee, to consider that, to consider a presentation. He had talked about the IG's office presenting before the Rules Committee on certain investigations and reports that they have. And so I asked Councilmember Miller if the Ethics Office could also present to explain how we work together and our differences and the type of work that we do. And he was willing to consider that if there was something significant in terms of a report or a case that we can mention.
I mean, if I remember correctly, I believe that this whole idea began when, back in August, Councilman Howland had suggested this, the combining the two offices. Is that correct?
That was the first I had heard of it.
Right, and so the concern is that there's a perception that the ethics office and the ethics commission maybe don't do much and can't do much since we've been hamstrung by the recent legislation that restricted our power to self-initiate investigations. And so I think it's important that we do things like government outreach and go out in the community and show what we're actively doing, and both to the community at large as well as to the city council and city government, to show that we're actually have a role. Otherwise, I think that the perception might be that, well, what do we need this ethics stuff for? We can simply collapse this into what the IG does. And I think it's important that we stand up to that and oppose that, in hope that we can eventually maybe at another time regain some of the power and some of the rights and abilities that we've lost. Yeah, you know, I'm not holding my breath on that one, but that's the hope. Any comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I wholeheartedly agree, and the Open Government Committee is working really hard. They got some ambitious media and marketing plans.
Excellent.
That they're trying to roll out.
Through the chair, too, I would say the Andrea's presentation about the training, I think that was really well done and certainly recognized what we do distinctly different than what the IG does as far as training and the requirements. And I think we did a nice job pushing that back, specifically with recognizing how much training goes on from the ethics office.
I mean, in a nutshell, our offices are vastly different. They were set up in the charter to be incredibly different, and we serve two different functions. Our office is proactive, and we give advice and consultation and training to prevent things on the front end from going to DIG or to you all through a complaint, or worse, to the state attorney's office and an investigation or an indictment. So that is the nature of our office. It's very proactive. They investigate what has already happened, fraud, waste, and abuse. And sometimes things come in that can be both things, right? So it can be fraud, waste, and abuse, and it can have an ethics component to it, which is certainly less consequential than the fraud, waste, and abuse, the potential criminality that might exist that they will look for and then send it to the state attorney's office if it meets that function. But as long as I've worked in city government, there has always been inquiries about the work of both of our offices and the necessity of them, and do we duplicate resources and all of those things, and it flares up from time to time. But we serve vastly different functions and do different work, and we have different data points to substantiate that.
I don't think anybody in this room disagrees with that, but the concern is, in a time when people are talking about, you know, Duval Doge, cutting, you know, emphasizing government efficiency, it's important that we stand up and emphasize precisely the sort of thing that you just said, to show what we're doing and how our role differs, so that preemptive steps are not taken.
And that's what I told Councilman Boylan, that we would present something to him, because again, he said he was neutral. He just didn't know. He heard the grumblings. He was not committed. He didn't know. And so we just need, that's an opportunity, a door open for us to educate him and his colleagues on what you just said, Kirby.
Yeah,
so.
I appreciate you sharing that. I'll follow up with him on the request I have made to him to share about that.
I still hear conversation, was there talk of actually proposing any legislation? Because I'm wondering how quickly we need to move on some of the government.
Are you talking to me or talking to William? Well, in my first meeting, it wasn't anything that he had said, but the concern was that what Councilman Howland had said in August, I think it was August 2017 through 21st, I can't remember exactly, might have been something that would move other members of the council. And so I was concerned about that, and I sat down and talked to him preemptively to try to see where he stood. I think his attitude toward the Ethics Commission was very open and very friendly. So I think he was quite willing to listen to things that he did suggest that maybe we need to do more outreach. And I think that's why it's a good thing that the Open Government Committee is working on that.
So I think it's worth also noting, Dr. Freiberger, that you know, you had mentioned the Doge and Duval comment, and there's a couple things. So there is the distinctly different functions, and then there is the, is it a savings? And the reality is, if you take a look at the budget that we review frequently with Kirby, it is, I want to say, less than 0.5% of the city's overall budget. So that doesn't seem like that's the largest budgetary problem that needs to be solved when you have two offices that do two distinctly different functions. That might be something that the Open Government Committee wants to, in the conversations they're having about this, that might be something they would want to take under consideration.
Thank you, I would agree. Are there any more comments or discussion on that point? Okay, let's move on to new business then.
The only thing that I would add to Leah's question was, I don't know, I haven't been apprised of this, but I've heard from multiple people since that comment was made in August about that discussion. So it is not something that was appeared to be ad hoc, and it is something that seems to have
Kirby, just to add, through the chair, my discussion with Terrence Freeman, he's very much in support of what the Ethics Commission does. So we do, it's not that we're up against the wall there. There are some members of the current council, certainly he's a little bit of a lame duck, but he's certainly much of a big believer in what we do, and certainly complimentary of your work too, Kirk.
I appreciate that. He's always been a very, very big proponent and supporter of us, and actually Councilmember Miller, in September, asked for a meeting with me and the IG to talk about how our offices work and to address what Councilmember Miller sees as some systemic problems in the city, but also to talk about this idea that's been floated about potentially combining the offices. And at that meeting, both the Inspector General LaSalle and I shared with him why we neither of us think that's a good idea.
Well, I think it's precisely why we don't want to be passive about this at this moment. We need to be actively showing what we do to all concerned. All right, thank you. We have new business, and I'd like to first begin with a very happy task, which is recognizing the participation of Judge Linda McCallum and Mr. Scott Simpson. Judge McCallum, the commission. Oh, I need to sign this, don't I? Goodness, it's no good without my signature.
Does it count? Well, while he's signing that, I have to say, seeing the quality of the commissioners and the energy that you all have, I'm really excited. And Chief, I'm excited for you coming on board. I'm happy leaving, knowing that it's in such great hands. So, what a mission.
Miss you. Well, thank you. We're going to miss you. Thanks. It's my great pleasure to present this certificate to you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Mr. Simpson,
thank you very much.
No, thank you. It's been a pleasure to serve with both of you. Okay, our next task is.
Yes. If I may have the privilege of the floor.
Of course.
I just wanted to recognize accomplishments by both Judge McCallum and Mr. Simpson since they joined the commission, just to show how much we appreciate the indelible mark each of them has left on the commission. So Scott joined the commission back in 2023, and so he served one term, and he attended 85% of our meetings, which we really appreciate. That's very pivotal. He's an excellent and most thoughtful contributor. He served as the Open Government Chair and the Nominating Committee Chair for Officer Elections in 2024, and 23, he also served as the nominating committee chair. So his first year on there, he was the full gusto, and that was a really, really interesting and arduous nominating process. They had a lot of great candidates, but the debate was significant afterwards for over an hour, I think, and Scott did an amazing job of calming that debate and reaching a consensus among the committee at the end. And then during this year, in particular, the Strategic Planning Committee meeting at the beginning of the year, he led a lot of great discussion, and he lent his expertise, I think, in planning from the meeting and everything. So we will definitely miss you, and we appreciate your significant contributions to the commission.
Thank you.
Judge McCallum, as well, has had incredible success with the commission and has left an indelible mark on that. So she came in a partial term to replace Joe Rogan back in 2021 and is now leaving in 2025. So she's one of our longest serving members, which we are definitely sad to see that come to an end. She also has a stellar attendance record of 85%, and so we greatly appreciate that because that's pivotal to the functioning of the commission. In 23 and 24, she served as the Internal Operating Committee Chair. 22, she chaired the Legislative Committee Chair and undertook this really significant discussion and proposed revision to the 602-401-B3, the Use of City Resources and Campaign. She worked with Carla and Jason Gabriel on that, and that was a lot of work, and that was an arduous undertaking. And it hasn't fully reached the end of its life cycle yet, but she definitely helped to push that initiative of the commission forward, so we really appreciate that. She also was previously chair of the nominating committee, and so we are very grateful for all of her valuable contributions as well. And also, she helped to organize one of the most favorite, I think, holiday celebrations for the commission, which was a sunset cruise on the River Taxi. So that was well enjoyed by everyone. Very grateful.
I'm sorry I missed that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you all.
Thank you both.
It's been fun.
Thank you.
It's been
fun. Okay, our next task is the election of officers. I have to confess, I'm not sure how we proceed here.
So, you need to elect a chair and a vice chair. You're required to do so by your internal operating procedures in this meeting or no later than your December meeting. I think Dylan's looking it up. And we poll, based on your request, the ethics office poll the ethics commission members and ask for their interest in serving as officers for the next year, and the only person that expressed an interest in serving as chair in the next year was Dr. Freiberger. And so he is the name before you for consideration. And then Dylan can certainly take the process from here, but you can also take nominations from the floor.
So do we just move to approve the minister? So I'll make that.
Are there, and I assume there were no other nominations.
It feels vaguely undemocratic.
So
you've
got the
confidence.
Yes.
You've got the confidence,
though.
Okay. Right.
Thank you. Yes, a little bit.
There was
yes.
A motion to reappoint you as chair in a second, and seeing no other nominations, we would just take a vote on that motion.
Okay, well, I can't really call for that vote. I think William should
I,
do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll call for that.
I think he's called. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. In Indian River County, they used to actually pass me the gavel, and I would run the okay. Chair and vice chair things. in the spirit of that, I'd be happy to, I've heard the motion second, seeing the other nominations, be happy to hear. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, that passes 8-0. And I would like to first congratulate you to serve again as the chair.
Well, thank you, Dylan, and I want to thank all my commission members. Thank you very much for your vote of confidence. I appreciate that.
Congratulations. Which leaves us with the second responsibility.
Vice chair.
Right. You said you would poll for the chair. Did you also poll?
We did. We polled for both positions, and Mr. Wall was the one to say that he was interested in continuing as vice chair.
Move to accept.
Yeah. Are there any other nominations? All right, seeing that, I guess you would move forward with that nomination or the vote on that motion.
All in favor of approving Mr. Moll as vice chair? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The motion passes. All right. So we now turn to the happy question of our holiday celebration, which is currently scheduled for December 2nd.
Yes.
And I have a contract in front of me, which I understand I need to sign today.
Yes.
Which terrifies me because I wonder if does that put me on the hook for the entire bill?
It should not, because okay. There's a box on there you can check where everybody can have their separate bills.
Okay.
So
I will make sure I check that box.
I think they just want to use it as a holding mechanism because okay. They don't charge the box.
All right. So I understand that many of you can make it, but several of you cannot. And I'm deeply sorry about that. I mean, we tried to arrange a time. I mean, we worked on that. If there are, I don't know if I want to throw that back out again as an option, but I'm sorry we couldn't accommodate everyone on the date.
How many
people?
Sorry.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to attend. I just had something coming up. Guys told Sandy.
It's a time of year, too.
Yes.
It's a rough time of year.
Yeah.
I have to travel every year. I have a lot of business travel around that time, so they don't want to have me. I would love to be there.
Yeah, me too.
We're our holiday party in February.
I was going to say, I mean,
we should celebrate. There you go.
So actually, at
we should celebrate the most ethical holiday.
So where I'm working right now, we are unable to have our holiday party in December, and so we did move it to January. So, I mean, that's a real option if we would like to consider that. I agree.
So this is a proposal from the two members leaving the commission, but I would be happy to.
It makes more sense.
No, I agree. What do other members of the commission think about this idea? Would you like to wait and try it again, or are we just opening up a can of worms and inviting the same problem all over again? Kirby's looking at me like I know she doesn't want to deal with this again.
Sandy, what do you think?
Well, if you're going to stick with ORSA, so the reason, like, when I first checked with ORSA, we were thinking all of dates in December, but they came back only the 2nd and the 16th they had. So, but I don't know January what they're.
That's a wonderful reason. That's true.
Yeah.
December.
Unless they raise it, but they have a standard rate, so depending on the night, the day of the week that you're there. Yes, they
can. We can turn our next holiday party into our next meeting, that way we can talk about business. We party.
And you have to have public comment.
Yeah. Well,
public notice.
Yeah, we'll have a public party.
Would the chief be in?
We'll have to take comment. She will be in, but she's able to attend on December 2nd.
Okay. Well, I guess my bigger question would be, like, if we did it in January, would Judge
that still come? It depends on the date.
Well, I mean, that's
different. But yeah, no, if I'm back in Belmont, but I do think it's more important to have, you know, to get through than us. So well, I would come if it's after January 11th.
December 2nd, that's the after January 11th.
At least for me, I don't know about Mr. Simpson.
Okay. And Sandra, if it would be too much trouble, what if we just did a poll that was like dates available to people after January 11th? If it comes back and it's still as bad, like it's still missing 30 people, we just keep December 2nd. If there's nothing available, we don't change a thing. And if it comes back that actually there is a date where all of us can get together, we jump on it and mark it and, I don't know, do that instead.
That works fine if you poll tonight, if you give her the answer tonight. So we have to get back to what we're saying. We have to lock that down.
Yeah, yeah.
When is Orsay available in January?
We don't know. It doesn't have to be Orsay. I think they're charging a lot for the room to test something out. So trouble.
If we give her some dates.
Oh, that's okay.
I mean, not that it matters. I'm happy to do it.
It's easier to coordinate that way than it is to coordinate together.
All right, so tell some dates now, huh?
So actually, that week of January, that's not MLK, is it?
No, that should be the 19th.
Yeah,
later. Okay.
I'm gone
the
whole week of. So what about
the week of the 19th?
Which would be the 21st and 2nd.
Monday the
19th is Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
And Wednesday's closed on Mondays.
That works.
Works for me
too.
Works for me.
Works.
Works for us.
20 works.
Chief, how about you?
For the record, 21st and 22nd works for me as well.
Me too.
So if we did it that way, we could all talk about our holiday adventures.
Yes.
There you go.
So do we have a majority of people saying it works for them? That time, everyone?
Yeah, just about any day that week, really.
Was it a unanimous of the folks?
Excellent. That's extraordinary.
That's three,
I feel a little bit better about that.
Or Sandy.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We hope you don't regret this.
I know.
We're sorry. We're pretty sorry. All right. So the consensus was, I'll say it's good on the 20th.
21st. 21st. 22nd.
We're going to go with that, if not December 2nd.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Finally. One of the next items on our agenda are the committee assignments 2026.
So in your notebook rather, under tab 5 is just a list of committee descriptions. And so we would like you to review them, and then historically we have polled everyone to ask you for your committee preferences, and then they're appointed by the chair. So I just wanted to get direction on if you wanted to handle it that way again for the coming year, or if you wanted to do it a different method, and get everybody thinking about that so that your committees that have work going on can pick up after the new year and not wait an extended period of time for committee preferences.
So this would be something we would report to Sandra, is that right?
Yes, that's how we historically done it. So you can do it, you can talk about it now, or you can have Sandy send out a poll, or whatever you want us to do.
So I guess that is Article 11 of our internal rules, our standing committees, the commission chair shall make committee appointments during the first quarter of the year. So is your idea is it just the idea to say he collects all the information and the chair just appoints people to the program?
Yes.
That's what we did last year.
Okay, great.
We kind of looked at everybody's preferences, and where things doubled up, we had to make the decision of who was going to go
where. I just want to confirm that the process is now in your office.
Thank you, I appreciate that. So what happened last year, Sandy, and typically we've done that, we waited until the turn of the year with the new officers to poll for committee preferences, which is what we did, and then sometimes it takes until February or March to actually roll them out. But because you all have some time-sensitive initiatives that you would like to continue working on, I didn't want that to be a delay.
Okay.
And the committee work. And so Sandy will poll early, she'll poll now, and then we'll gather that information, and the appointments can be made after the first of the year and the first quarter.
Yeah, I just want to make sure Chief is a part
yes.
of that.
Perfect.
Excellent. Okay, very good. So we'll look forward to receiving that from Sandy. And are there any announcements to be made?
Want to schedule your January meeting now, or do you prefer for Sandy to hold for dates?
No. Yeah, why don't we just figure out when the party is and then use one of the other days?
There it is. That's probably a smart idea.
Just to be clear on the record, you should do public comment. I don't see anyone else.
I was looking around thinking that there isn't anyone here.
I just wanted to be clear on the record.
But if there is anyone hiding in the back who wants to make a public comment, by all means, please please come up, but I think we're good.
Definitely. And I texted Mr. Thompson, who's your absent member with an excused absence today, to ask him if any of those dates in January were.
And we are not meeting in December, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
A meeting of the committee or the entire commission?
The committee or the whole commission? I don't think we'll need the committee.
It would be there's an update on that.
Yeah, we could send out an update, but they couldn't take action by email. Right. You have to be in the publicly noticed meeting.
We'll look forward to that update.
Okay. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
I honestly, from a PR perspective, trying to do anything around the holidays is a terrible idea. Yeah. I know we're going through
right.
this.
Right.
So, really, it's really January is when we should start.
Okay. I understand. Well, thank you. If there's no more comment for the good of the order, I think we can adjourn this meeting.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
So I'm not going to miss the holiday
right.
for you.
Would it be possible to do a group photo with our commission members?
Sure, absolutely.
Although I'm not really dressed for